She always referred to him as Cap.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, back to Sarah T. Hughes. If you were to meet her, you probably wouldn't call her Mrs. Hughes, since she, you know, presides over a court and all that. You'd probably call her
Judge Hughes. Probably Judge Hughes.
Okay. A boy or girl in school would be a
student.
Okay. And if they were in grade school, they'd be same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about high school?
Same thing.
Okay, how about college?
Same thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. A person in an office who handles the boss's mail and schedules the boss's appointments and answers the telephone and so on would be the boss's
secretary.
Okay. And a man on the stage would be an actor, but a woman would be a
an actress.
Okay. And anyone born in the United States is called an
citizen.
Okay, or what kind of citizen?
Naturalized citizen.
okay, or you might say, I'm not a Canadian, I'm a
American.
Okay. What do you consider to be the official name for your race? Like if you were to fill it out on a form or something, you know, what?
Negro.
Okay. And what are some other either neutral or, well, I'll tell you what, just tell me some other names for your race and then tell me if they're neutral or if they're polite or if they're derogatory or what.
Black is a, is probably, well, you get within a certain age bracket, and that sounds better to them. It's more accepted than Negro.
Uh-huh. Okay, what age bracket is that?
I would say, well, now it goes back, I guess, a teenage through around 45.
Okay.
And it's easier for them to say it then, say, hey, for my mother, somebody past the 50s or into the 50s, and on. Now, not everybody.
Yeah.
Some I know some people in their 50s and 60s and 70s even, who are just go along with change very easily.
Uh-huh.
And some of them are just adhere to the old things that even I don't like now. And the next, Negro and Black.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as a girl, to most people that didn't like to call us Negroes because that sounded too polite, or who wanted to really look down on you, they call you colored people.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of Blacks still say colored folks.
Uh-huh. Now, yeah. They mean that.
Now that to them is just, it means the same as somebody else saying Negro,
yeah,
and Black. But they accepted, I don't think they started it themselves, but they just took it up. And to some people that's very insulting, you know, don't be calling me colored, you know.
Uh-huh.
And some people use color to describe how another Black person is acting. Usually it's not always bad, it's stupid, or you know, really not up to everything that's going on now. And, you know, it was real colored, you know. In other words, it could have been anything, not really bad.
Because
when you're really bad, the word that is used to describe, it used to belong only to describe Negro, was nigger.
Yeah.
But that word is really